A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Fantasy football season is back, baby. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. So listen and follow Fantasy Football Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, 98.9 Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Welcome to Live Audience Thursday here. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. I retired in my dream last night.
You did?
Yes. It was wonderful.
I'm sure it was. You were like any good relationship. You are not allowed to retire before me.
No, right?
You know, there's a longtime guy in, he doesn't live around here, in radio. He's probably started when you started. He just retired. Is that why you had the dream?
Oh, no.
In Minneapolis?
Oh, Dave Ryan?
Yeah.
Is he retire? Did he retire yet?
Yeah, he announced his retirement, I guess.
Oh, he didn't like sign off yet, though, did he?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's I got to beat as- him. Right, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to stay for another couple of years, guys. Sorry. I hate to disappoint you, but you may have to keep me around for a little longer.
I know. I wonder if other people have that, where there's like the you know, I don't want to say the goat of the industry, but he's one of the, you know.
Long timers.
That's it. In your industry, if the long timer retires and you're about the same time invested in the company or the field, are you like, oh, well, maybe that's my time to go too?
Or do you wait it out? You're like, I'm going to beat that.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you feel?
Well, I feel I don't make $750,000 a year like he does, so it's like, what the freak?
I think he makes more than that.
He does?
Yeah, I think it's insane.
How much?
I don't know exact.
Oh, we're not going to hurt anybody's feelings. How much does he make?
I don't know exact, but it's insane. But that's Minneapolis. That's like a bigger market size than us. That is. It is. Minnesota? That's a bigger market size.
Yeah, just because they have a Rochester, Minnesota. Copycats.
They copied us.
Yes, they
That's
did.
That's right.
That is a fact. That is a fact. You know
I didn't know that. I thought you were joking.
No. I met a history teacher, young guy in Jamaica. We became friends, him and his wife and my wife. He loves, like, weird history. He actually planned a trip to around here because he lives in Batavia, Illinois. And he wanted to go to Batavia, New York to see the roots. Because when people started to come across the country and settle, like the settlers, they just kept the same names. They would name it Batavia, New York. Then there's a Batavia.
How do you know we started it?
Because we're more eastern of them. They're west of us.
Oh, I guess.
So they get in their wagons and they'd go and they'd settle and they'd name it the town that they were from.
Wait a minute.
So Rochester, Minnesota has Rochester, New York roots. They're our clone.
Huh. How about that?
Oh, no.
We're the goat.
Yeah, we are. We're the Kevin Bacon of the world.
We are.
And we're Spaziano and Sandy. And it's going to be cloudy and 50 today. Might get a sprinkle in and out here today. Let's get rid of today. Tomorrow, 63. And then Saturday and Sunday, 75. Like, and then 80s on Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
That's it. We're here, people.
Yeah, not retiring.
It's Live Audience Thursday today, so we invite our guests in. Josie Park and her sister are coming in today, and they're going to play Keep It PG. Mm-hmm. We got a Jerker Justified, and the Jerker Justified I know it's going to trigger you specifically.
Great.
Because I know for a fact this happens in your life.
Mm-hmm.
When your spouse gets home from work and they ask for alone time, they ask for, just give me a minute. And they don't talk to anybody. They don't want to be spoken to until they have their whatever time that means.
The difference is that they don't ask. They just do it.
Yeah.
You have to kind of tiptoe around it.
All those peoples, it could be you listening right now on trial today, Jerker Justice.
Spaziano and Sandy. And welcome to our 6 o'clock hour. How you doing?
All right. So now this is going to be the big debate, right?
Mm. What do you mean?
It is freaking cold in the studio.
Oh.
And on Monday, does it feel cold in here to you?
73.
Oh, Really?
Yeah.
See, now this is going to be the debate in your house because on Monday we're supposed to get summer.
Yeah, man, 80 to 83 degrees
and
Monday, Tuesday, right?
Fight over the air conditioning. When are we turning it on, people?
Ah, you know, ever since we're redoing everything and our thermostat had to move, and ever since we moved that, now everything's different. It's like where I used to have it feels colder, but it registers the same temperature. So I don't know. This is going to be a very interesting summer. Because we don't know where things are going to be set temperature-wise.
Who takes control over the, who has the final say? One person in the house has the final say.
I don't think it's ever been discussed. I do. I mean, I put it on a schedule.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You don't have the final say.
Let me finish.
Yeah,
let me finish. But after I set the schedule, I'd spend an hour putting what time to move it to what temperature, I'll come home and it's cranked down to something.
Okay, see, you don't have the final say.
You gotta let me finish that whole thought pattern.
Because we already knew the ending to that thought pattern.
Well,
I have the final say.
Now
my wife, she comes home and she changes it.
Now my daughter has access to it because it's right. Because the only place we could put it is in our family. I don't know what you call it. Difference between a family and living room, but we have a chaise lounge couch thing along the wall, and then sectional, whatever you call it. And right there on that, right to the left of the chaise lounge, it's right there on the wall, so Ellie can literally stand up. It's right at her
Does
chin.
Does she play with it?
I told you, don't touch that. Do not touch that.
Oh, now she's going to touch it.
You're going to set the house on fire if you touch that.
You did not lie to her like that. You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're terrible.
I know. I want to put a little fear in it. Actually, then I found out you can actually lock it. So I'm now going
to put a little fear in her.
I now found out you can lock it. So you can put in a code in order to so I'm gonna put a code in it so my wife can't touch it and my daughter can't touch it.
Oh, your wife's gonna be ticked off. Don't lock your wife out of it. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's going to kill you. Oh, I would be livid.
Honey, what's the password to the thermostat?
No.
I'm like, okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. And then I'll change it the next day.
You're yeah, right. Oh, my God. I would be so angry if my spouse.
Who is it in your life? You are.
It's me, of course. What do you? Yeah. Oh, no. Now we've switched again. Now we've switched again because my daughter refuses to listen when I say, please, the RG&E bill is already high. We don't want it to get higher. Mm-hmm. Can you just, it'll be 50 degrees and she has all the windows open and everything. And the heat is running. Mm. I go, okay, if you're going to open the windows because you're insane and you think it's too hot, at least shut off the damn heat.
Yeah, right. Turn the furnace off.
She had the windows. Now we have a three season room, but we have a gas fireplace in there.
Mm-hmm.
So on one wall, it's the gas fireplace is in the center, and then two windows anchor the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
She had both windows wide open and the fireplace on.
Ah,
I go, that's it. That's it. We're done here. You are taking over the RG&E bill again.
Is natural gas more expensive than electric? It is. It's got to be, right?
Well, it's all in one bill, which they break it down. I don't even understand what they're breaking down.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I'm that's it. The RG&E bill is yours again, my friend.
That's right. You made her pay for it for a couple of months.
Yeah, and then I went soft on her. And now here again, she's late. She's overdue by a week. I'm still waiting.
Well, what you're going to do is observe today's cool 50, tomorrow 63, 70s for the weekend, 80s for Monday and Tuesday. Wow. All right. It's coming up on 611 on 98.9.
Which is the perfect segue. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about the 80s, now let's talk about stripping off those clothes, baby. Non-sexual thing you did naked was?
Did or do?
whatever. I don't know why this is blowing up online, but it's trending. So let's jump on this trend.
Go. You first.
Go.
Ladies first.
Well, I announced it. Now, so, you know.
Okay, then I'm going to pass it to you. I'm going to hot potato.
Come on.
Shower.
No, you can't say shower.
Sleep in bed.
Oh, yeah, you are a naked sleeper.
I'm a naked
Still
sleeper.
Still with Ellie?
Well, if she's not in bed, yeah.
No, but with Ellie in the house now that she's 6?
When she's in the house, yes. When she's
but
not
what if she has a night terror and wants to come into your bed?
Well, she doesn't, so.
You lock the door?
You're so fake, offended.
No, I'm not.
Stop
I'm really appalled. When you have kids, that are old enough to get out of their bed when they have a night terror, or they feel sick or something, your door can't be locked and you got to have clothes on. Is your door locked?
I don't stand up and go, what's wrong, girl? What the hell are you thinking? If she does come into my bedroom and I'm under the sheets, be like, hold on, hold, you know. I always have my robe next to the bed anyway.
No, you're not saying hold on. It's the middle of the night. They crawl into bed and then you try not to wake up.
And they don't know.
They know. They tend to like snuggle close.
Oh, yeah. She
get some
this morning,
pants on that butt.
This morning, I you know, I went to sleep in my jammies or whatever you call them, sweats or whatever, last night because mommy came in late. And it was like 10 o'clock.
Oh,
by the time
you did
she
have
was
pants
home.
On. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then and she was, I love like contact.
I know you do
in bed, and my wife doesn't want to be touched. And now Ellie, she snuggles. She throws a leg over me just like a like. It's so great. Last night she, I remember her reaching over and feeling my face. I'm like, oh, it's so great. And I woke up this morning, got, you know, tiptoe in the shower and all that stuff like that. And she was in bed. My wife had come home. She got in bed. And I come out of the bathroom. I dress in the bathroom. I come out, and there she is. She's like, hi, Daddy. Good morning. I'm like, you got to go potty? She's like, no, I love you. I'm like, oh, my God.
I love this
girl. Put her back into the bed. And you
wait,
know.
So you wore pants. Because she started out in your bed, you had your sweats on.
Yeah.
Which must feel extremely uncomfortable since you never really wear pants to bed.
I'm not. No. Even either way. I'm either way. I'm in
that's
either
it.
Way.
That's it. Yeah. That's all that you have. That's, it's as adventurous
have,
as you get.
I kind of feel like
you would have better stories.
I have walked out and gotten coffee naked before without anybody around.
Wait, where do we get coffee? Like the drive-thru? Like,
yeah,
what do you,
Dunkin's. I walked to Dunkin'.
What are you saying?
I walked to Tim Hortons.
What do you mean?
You know, come downstairs, you know, like whatever.
Oh, in your house.
Yeah. How about you?
You've walked out on the back deck before. You've told us before on the air.
Yeah, it's pretty private back there.
Yeah, you just...
No big deal.
Yeah, I don't know if I just... walk around the house naked. Like, I've heard people doing that when nobody's home. Why not? Just...
It's liberating.
I don't find it liberating for me. I need at least my socks on. Definitely my socks on.
That would be hilarious.
The only...
Just
it's a very
socks.
Attractive sight. I do blow dry my hair. Mm-hmm. When I'm buck naked, mm-hmm. because I need my self tanner to dry.
Oh,
so
okay.
I can't put the self tanner on and then immediately put on my clothes or jammies because I shower at night.
Do you blow dry your self tan like I drying
yes,
paint?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. There have been times where the girls will hear the blow dryer and they think that I have my clothes or jammies on, mm-hmm. and then they try to walk into my bathroom. I'm like, no, wait. They're like, what are you doing in there? Why are you naked drying your hair? I'm like, I'm trying to dry my body too. So that's as much as I get.
People dry their bodies with hair dryers.
Well, when you have self-tanner on, you need to speed up the process. I don't know.
Interesting.
Does anyone else do that, or is it just a me thing? I think everyone does.
Wouldn't that be cool if there was like a human-sized, tall, like Dyson thing on the wall where you can just stand there
fantastic.
And turn around and dry off?
That would be fantastic. That would feel good. I feel good.
Anything else?
No, I think that's all I got.
Okay. Well, we're both lame.
We are. Anyone else got something better? 818-2899.
Naked gardening.
Anyone? Bacon? Cooking bacon?
Yes. I'm deep frying some chicken.
Okay, coming up on the show in about 10 minutes. I absolutely love my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
But how do I politely hint that they need to be the one to pay for the privacy fence?
Oh, all right. Get to that in a bit on the buzz.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
One of the most intense shows was when Sandy came on and talked about her miscarriage. I honestly just sat in my driveway and cried. They've always just been so real with us.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anybody ever think of doing shots at 6:46 in the morning? We do. 8 yeah. o'clock, live audience Thursday here on 98.9 The Buzz. Hang out.
Okay, now, honestly, be honest with me. I don't know if I'm out of line, if I'm in the wrong to think this. But no matter how friendly you are with your neighbors, everyone enjoys a little bit of privacy, right? The last thing you want is every time that you go out to sit out on your back, whatever, patio, deck, whatever,
naked,
and just sit and relax. The last thing you want is here comes your neighbor to go all chit-chatty on you.
Yeah.
So when the neighbor builds a deck or puts in a pool that leans closer to your lot line, ultimately closer to your space, who has to put up the privacy something? They do, right? They have to put up the privacy arborvitaes or the privacy fence or something because they're the ones who built out their back relaxing area close to yours, right?
That seems like the right thing to do, right?
Oh, it does.
It does because, like, you know, how many levels of layers of this is there? How well do you know your neighbor? Can you talk ahead of time? Is he saying, hey, I'm putting a pool in? And you'd be like, okay, so who's putting up the fence? You know, like put a little passive aggressive in it. Oh, I will. Okay, cool. Or you guys want to split the arbs and we'll both put them in and keep our privacy?
Here's the thing.
So have you talked to this person?
I don't think there needs to be a conversation. I think it should just be you are building and now becoming closer, like coming closer to my... encroaching on my space.
Yeah.
It is obvious. I don't need to have a conversation, that awkward conversation. You just need to know, put up something.
Well, what if they don't?
Yeah, I know. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
I
And if you want your privacy, then you have to provide the privacy to yourself.
Do you?
Yeah. If they
818-2899. I don't know. Okay, so my and I love my neighbors. I am the luckiest girl in the world because there are no neighbor issues. But the neighbor's deck is like I am the view. And I'm like, okay, so if you're going to build a deck, I know you don't want to watch me either. It's not even a pretty view for you. Why wouldn't you put up some arborvitaes or a fence or something?
It's funny. One of the things you consider when buying a house is the privacy part, right? At the backyard, if you have a backyard.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the selling points was that my one neighbor had a line of trees and arborvitaes on one side, so he wasn't a problem. Apparently, the guy that owned my house was the problem, so he put up all these bushes. So that's fine. On the other side, the way the builders built the house, they kind of, instead of making them parallel to each other, they
staggered it a little bit.
Well, yeah, they kind of tilted it one way and tilted me the other way. So when you're sitting on your deck or whatever in your back, you're not looking. You can't really see them.
They're kind of pointing in a different direction. That's not how it is. It's frustrating to me because now I'm like, now I have to buy the darn arborvitaes. I got enough crap that I already have to do to my house. And I'm so annoyed by it. And I don't know if I'm out of line being annoyed by it. Or how do you drop hints to your neighbor? Like, the neighbor you like?
Well, you become annoying. and make them put a fence up without saying anything.
Well, how do you do that?
I don't know. Put up bright lights and like this and that and like, you know, party music and or get out there naked or something like that. So like, okay, listen,
everything
you listed so far,
mm-hmm. I don't think that would deter them. Like the naked thing, I think they would just, you know, whatever. Oh, they would build another layer to their deck that's even closer.
Yeah, right. It'd be a pay-per-view.
Messages on 98.9 The Buzz, and you can call us too, 818-2899. I'm sorry, but if you're building a deck or pool that basically looks into my backyard, you should absolutely be responsible for adding privacy screening.
Yeah.
I didn't ask to be part of your hangout space. Yeah.
When you plan a pool or you plan a deck, it's an investment. I mean, it's expensive. If you add the privacy wall on top of it, that's almost the same price as the pool or the deck. You're spending thousands to put that up.
You got it. Don't you want it yourself? This one message came in. Nope. I don't think it's required, but I do think it shows what kind of neighbor you are. Oh, if you don't put it up, what kind of neighbor you are?
Okay, conversely, if you put it up, are you offended? Like, whoa, that's an eyesore.
Right. So now if I start putting up rando trees where I never had trees, coincidentally, right after you built your deck. Now, right, what does that say?
That sends the message like, hey, you're kind of like in my space, so I'm going to block you out.
So now I can't do that. Because now,
here's what you do. Bob, hey, so you're putting a deck up. How much did your privacy wall cost you?
Yeah, when's it going in?
Yeah. Is it going to be white vinyl or is it going to be wood?
Or
are you going with the arborvitaes?
Or you could drop the hint on the air like I'm doing right now.
Ah, very good.
I love my neighbors, but...
But...
Privacy fence. I'm just waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. I'm okay with it.
The Buzz.
Yeah, slamming to a 7 o'clock hour now at 98.9 The Buzz. 708 or 707, something like that. Now, we are at Scott's Pazan and Sandy Waters here on The Buzz. Thank you. Live audience Thursday in about an hour from now.
Yes, we're going to do shots. We're going to keep it PG. Oop, am I here?
Hold on.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're here. Yeah,
okay.
You're here.
Am I here now?
Yeah, you're here now. Okay.
We're going to do shots and we're going to play Keep It PG too.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. It was the perfect name for the Sabres fan base. But the team shot it down. Shot it down.
Really?
Nope. Buffalo Bills have Bills Mafia.
Sure.
That, I believe, started with the fans, right? That kind of just organically happened.
Yeah, it just kind of appeared. It grew like moss.
Right.
Yeah.
So now that the Sabres are doing so good, a couple guys heard someone say, like, it was like forever ago. It was during a game, whatever. It wasn't even the announcer, the broadcaster. It was just somebody in the crowd or whatever said Saberhood.
Yeah.
So these guys were like, oh, my God,
it's like
that's
it. It's like the neighborhood with the Sabres. Saberhood.
That's us.
Yeah.
We should create what Bills Mafia has with the Sabres and call it Saberhood.
Yeah.
And they would get fans together and do watch parties. And it was like they would donate to children's hospitals. Like everything Bills Mafia does, they're trying to replicate.
Sure.
With the Sabres.
Yeah.
And then the Buffalo Sabres team said,
why?
No, you can't do that, guys. You can't use Saberhood. We already have it trademarked.
Oh, really? They've got to... Oh. They covered their butts already, huh?
So these guys were like, but we pour so much money into this league, don't they? I mean, the Sabres fans, they pour a lot of money into their fandom.
But if it's already taken, then they can't use it.
They were like, okay, that's okay. We understand. I mean, they're such good fans. They're like, we understand. No big deal.
They come up with another one?
Yes, they did.
What?
And I'll be honest with you, I don't think I like it.
Why? What is it?
So now from Saberhood, because it's been trademarked by the team and has been since forever ago, it's now Buffalo Sabre Blades. Like, you can't even say that fast. You have to think through that fan base name.
Sabre Blades.
Nope, it's Buffalo Sabre Blades.
Buffalo Sabre Blades.
Buffalo Sabre Blades. Buffalo.
First thing I think of is like Lifesavers. Lifesavers, like a pack of Lifesavers.
Can you create a fan movement like Bill's Mafia? Like Bill's Mafia is a Bill's Mafia.
But I'll be honest
Buffalo
with you.
Saber Blades.
Yeah. The cadence is off. But honestly, the word Bill's Mafia it really isn't that good. It's okay. It kind of says we're all together in this in a shady mafia kind of nasty negative way. So I get the whole good mafia, not bad mafia, but it still is a
business. But they're
mafia.
Tough. They're tough. That's what it is. The mafia, you're tough. You're part of the mafia, you're tough. You ain't taking anything from anybody. And that's what Bill's Mafia does.
I don't think a Polly Three Nuts hand in well, like orchids to kids. I just don't get that vibe. But I get it. Bill's Mafia coined the name. It's there. We own it. It's now we don't even think about the two words together, which don't make any sense.
Well, so can the Sabres, because now it feels forced. It was organic. It was like, oh my gosh, we just heard someone say this in passing. It sounds, it sticks, it feels good. Can Lightning strike twice and come up with another kind of Bill's Mafia for the Sabres? Does the name even matter? Why you're part of a group is because of the name, or no, does it not matter?
No, you're Sabres fans, but like, you know.
Why don't we just say that, Sabres fans?
I know. Just because they trademarked, the team trademarked the name Saberhood doesn't mean that the fans can't use it.
No, they can't use it.
What do you mean they can't use it?
Well, when you get together, like the Facebook page was Saberhood. You know what I mean? You have to have a Facebook page. You have to have a group. Like the blank is going to donate to the Children's Hospital. We're going to fundraise
Please, Sabres fans, hire me as marketing guy. And I suck at it. But how about Sabres fan? How about Saberhood fans?
No,
Facebook
like
page.
No, you can't. They don't want you saying Saberhood. The team says we trademarked it.
Yeah, but you just can't make money off it. That's
they
all.
They said no.
Jeez.
But I came up with better ones than the Buffalo Saber Blades.
Okay, let's go through some then.
First thought that came to my mind was Saberdom.
Saberdom. Okay, got it.
Fandom Saberdom.
Dumb.
No, fandom Saberdom.
Dumb.
Blade
fly.
Brigade?
How about the playoff wait list?
No! I don't like that one. The Frozen Mafia. How about the Frozen Mafia? We got the Bills Mafia and the Frozen Mafia.
Maybe.
I like that one.
That, it's kind of copycat, though.
No, but it's because we are all Western New York.
It's all Buffalo.
We're all Buffalo. We're all Western New York. We all have this passion and love for our team.
How about
that makes sense.
How about Sabres Mafia? We got Bills Mafia. How about Sabres Mafia? Because I'm sure there's a lot of Sabres fans that are Bills fans.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, either the Frozen Mafia or the Sabres Mafia. I like that.
How about Puck Psychos?
What is that? Puck Psychos?
The Puck Psychos. How about
you can't say that.
Zamboni Zombies.
Nope, don't like that one. You got to be able to say the name three times fast without screwing it up in order for it to work.
How about the Sabretooth Society?
Too long. Ice Pack?
Sabres ice. That sounds like you got an injury.
Just the ice pack.
Yeah, it sounds like you got an injury.
Oh, okay. And then I think the ones that are winning, if you guys are listening, I think the Frozen Mafia or the Sabres Mafia.
I like Sabres Mafia. I like
Sabres Mafia. Bills Mafia, Sabres Mafia.
There's no way that the Buffalo Sabres fan is a Miami Dolphins fan. So it's got to be Sabres Mafia.
Do you think the Buffalo Bills Mafia will be offended by the Sabres Mafia? Do you think they would put a stop to it? No, right?
No, there's a pecking order. It would still be Bills Mafia, and then under that, Sabres Mafia.
But
then
if
never
the
be
Sabres
the
win...
The Stanley Cup...
Then, sorry, Buffalo Bills... You're second tier in this hierarchy.
Sabres play tonight, and the
game
series,
5 in Buffalo.
The series is tied 2-2, so tonight's a big one. It's coming up in 7:14. The Jerker Justified's on the way in just a few minutes, and I'm going to get a little triggered by this one.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you are. When I thought of it, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is totally Scott's life, and maybe yours too. 818-2899. Should your spouse get immediate access to you when you walk in the door? This is something that is dividing a lot of couples. If you've ever felt this, you can help us out, debate it, Jerker Justified.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the ultimate- ultimate judgment zone. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen, do you owe your family attention the second you walk through that door?
Mm.
Wanting alone time after work before talking is what's our trial today.
Did you call Jill?
818-2899.
Did you call my wife?
I don't know why we haven't brought this up before.
I know.
Like, this is something that you constantly talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went out doing those Mother's Day deliveries mm-hmm. with the spot, the Del Monte, just mm-hmm. surprising moms, mm-hmm. I was doing mom confessions. And, you know, one of the things was when you pull into the driveway, how long do you sit in your car before actually going into the house? And, you know, that was a funny thing. And then it made me think, how many people do that? The minute you get home, you're like, don't talk to me. I need time to decompress. Is that Jerk or Justified?
So the number is 818-2899. You can hit us up on the free Odyssey app and leave a voice message. But, like, it's funny. I guess I'm bothered by it because my wife gets home.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, it's not a 9-to-5. It could be early in the afternoon. It could be late at night, whatever.
Yeah.
Dog first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dog's like, mommy.
So she doesn't need decompress time with the dog.
No.
You can talk to
the, okay. No, the dog will has no idea of personal space, right?
Okay.
Jumpy, mommy. Yeah. All right. Then my daughter, then by the time it comes to me,
she's got to talk to the dog.
Yeah,
I mean, that's rude.
Right. Then come time for, hi, how was your dog? Give me a minute. I'm like, but everybody else got the time. I just wanted.
Aw, and then the tear rolls down your cheek.
No, then I just go and do something.
Okay.
And then figure out, like, what's next. So
818-2899. You can hit us up on socials, 98.9 The Buzz, or the free mm-hmm. Audacy app, AUDACY. You can leave us a voice message.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning, Jerk or Justified.
It's Jerk. It's Build-A-Bear Joe.
Hey!
Build-A-Bear Joe.
What's up, man? Go
if
ahead.
If your partner needs 30 minutes alone time when they get home, that would bother you.
That would bother me.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. Here's the thing. There's a caveat to this, though.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, every day when I come up, when I leave to come home, mm-hmm. I always call ahead. And I say, hey, what's going on, honey? How was your day? This and that and the other thing. That takes away from me needing the personal space.
Huh.
Because I've already shared, you know, this is what's going on in my day, what's going on in
that's
yours.
Not, and I got like Build-A-Bear Joe, Build-A-Bear Joe, that's not alone time when you're calling your spouse talking.
No, but I mean, it helps when I get home that I can get a couple of minutes by myself.
It pads it.
I see what you're saying. Because we already talked. Now I'm coming home now. So you are the person who wants to be alone when you get home.
Well, it's a good way to do it.
But usually just a couple of minutes because, A, I have a dog, too.
Uh-huh.
So my dog always greets me unless, you know, my dog greets me and sometimes it's just, hey, I'm glad to see you. Mom's cooking. Let's see what she has,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then runs over to her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
but most of the time it comes up on the bed with me and just, you know, just wakes me and says, hey, Dad, it's great to see you, blah, blah, blah.
Your dog?
Okay.
Or your wife?
No, his wife.
Oh,
I was thinking his wife.
Oh, okay.
All right. Jerk it is, even though you kind of do it. Registered.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Yeah. All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Handyman John just texted us, completely justified.
What?
I know I want my space when I get home as well. What is the space from what? What do we want the space from?
Well, You can't, you know.
I would be hurt.
You're stressed at work all day. You get home and you get piled on. You know, it's like I feel bad when our engineer walks in. First second he walks through the door, I always tell him what's wrong. He doesn't want to hear that.
You are talking on both sides of your mouth.
Yep.
You say that you don't like it when your wife does it. Yet
no.
You feel for the people who.
I understand.
I don't understand. If my husband came home, I love it how he comes home with a big smile before he puts anything down.
Mm-hmm.
It's welcome home, Daddy. Everyone gets a kiss and we talk.
Uh-huh.
If he said, don't talk to me, don't look at me, don't anything, mm-hmm. I need time, I would be like, smack. Wow.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk Justified.
I like the preventative measures mentioned before about
mm-hmm.
calling in advance and then securing the time.
Yeah.
However, I would consider it completely justified.
Yeah.
The child and the dog can't suck it up. They will interpret it as rejection. hopefully that the partner or significant other is going to go ahead and share their fragility, etc. Now, if it's, I need 27 hours, okay, there's a problem.
27 hours?
Yeah, right.
What is the time? What is the time then? If you're going to say it's justified.
That should be negotiated because, again, in the communication pattern, you're going to look. This allows me to stabilize. It's sensitive to the needs. Mm-hmm. And
are you
I'm
a lawyer?
Not prioritizing you.
No, a psychologist. You got to be a psychologist. Are you a psychologist?
How dare you?
Like, the words you're using aren't just everyday conversation kind of words.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let me just say I'm kind of pulling into the parking lot to teach an 8 o'clock psychology class.
I remember you. I think we brought this up the last time you voted.
You identified as professor.
Yes.
Yeah. We would never pass your class.
But usually it's many other things I'm called, but I can't repeat those on the radio.
That's fine.
All right, so your tailings under justified,
and
professor.
You know what? I kind of hear it, you know? And I probably, as the spouse, shouldn't be so sensitive when I get jealous of the dog and the kid.
Where are you putting your tally, Scott?
You can express that in the time and see if you negotiated time. It's one thing if you interpret that she's intentionally putting you in a secondary status or expressing anger, upset, or something, as opposed to, look, I just need this to kind of walk straight.
Yeah.
I have to do the right thing with the child because they're going to interpret it as a rejection, as is the dog, let alone it might lead to some plumbing problems inside the house.
Okay, so, like, I'm going to take and talk with her and say, listen, when you come downstairs and you change your clothes, you get into your comfies, that's when we'll talk.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, whatever, and then you negotiate it, and then you don't have to feel like, second, she's allowing it to get to a time where it could be quality interaction instead of you getting residual stress-related upset because of what's at work. She gets to stabilize, and you don't have to misinterpret that, no, I'm really upset at work, even though it's coming out in my
tone.
All
right, so you vote justified. And Professor Paul, we're glad we could be your tailgate before the big game starting at 8 o'clock in your class. That's awesome.
Yeah, really. Well, you know what? Because it takes a lot to get all those students into synchronous snoring.
Thanks, man. Call anytime. So that's justified. Justified.
So now here, okay, you have to make a decision because you flop. With every call, you flop.
So I know.
You make a decision. Let me look at more messages on 98.9 The Buzz.
When I get calls coming in and, you know, they try to sway. And part of that is I'm open to being swayed.
Okay. Well, you make a decision. I'm going to read some of these messages from 98.9 The Buzz on our socials. If you need an hour alone, an hour.
Oh.
Who said an hour? Now that. Okay.
They did.
If you need an hour alone every single day before you can even acknowledge your family, maybe you are the problem. You're not managing your stress very well. Mm-hmm. Everyone worked today, not just you.
Mm-hmm.
Very good point.
Very good point.
Like, you need to decompress, but what about me? I don't? Okay. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to hold this family together.
Mm-hmm.
And why aren't you releasing that stress on me? And why, when you walk in the door, don't you see your family? And then all that goes away because we are the light at the end of that dark workday tunnel.
Like, I'd be happy to take what happened, good or bad. Like, go ahead. I'm your punching bag. I'm your bouncy wall. Just go ahead and tell me what's going on.
So where are you putting your tally?
I'm going to still say jerk.
Oh, you're saying jerk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it? That's your final answer?
Final answer.
Because you're sealing the deal here, my friend.
Really?
Yes.
Which would be?
You're the final verdict.
It would be?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
The verdict is.
Come on! Be human!
Yeah, get.
Sorry, Professor
jerk.
Paul.
Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Logic versus emotion. This time, emotion.
Yeah. That's why people sit in their driveway. Do that. Sit in your driveway for your decompressed 2 minutes.
You know, I say that's
get your
a jerk.
Ass in this house and start helping.
That's a jerk to sit in your driveway because my dog goes bonkers.
Oh, okay, well,
until you
okay,
get
that's
inside.
Another trial.
Uh oh. Here it is. It's Thursday.
Uh-oh.
Bring your glasses. Here we go. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday live. Let's survive. Sip it up and raise them high. The Buzz fam's here. Reach the sky. Say it.
Shot.
Cheers.
Salute.
Wow, we are. This is the Italian Live Audience Thursday here on 98.9 A Buzz. And thanks to Flight Wine Bar in Cornhill.
For the Prosecco, which is so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So appropriate.
Oh, you, that's fizzy. Who we got here, Sandy?
Okay, so live audience Thursday. You always can join in on this too. Go to 98.9thebuzz.com. But Josie and her sister Santa are in studio with us. And it's like we live the same exact freaking life. If you are Italian, right, you have the same stories.
You guys got garagios?
Those are very valuable in Italy. If you have a garage, you are like the town, like, I don't even know.
You're like the social center.
You were, no,
yeah,
you were.
Well, yeah, because
everyone's jealous.
The alleyway.
Yeah, that's everyone's where very everyone jealous of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They'll park in front of your garage even though they're not supposed to. It's like a big fight. Yes. And then they argue and whatever. Italians are crazy. But that's
hang out.
Okay. So welcome to Live Audience Thursday.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in this morning. This is so awesome. It's great.
So exciting.
Well, like we say, we're like, there's nobody here all week. And it's like finally getting human being bodies in the studio. It's
plus
great.
Though there's so many people, like we've all kind of grown up together and we've been through like so many seasons of life together that we're all a family, so it's like now we get to actually see each other.
Yeah
because you've been part of the Buzz fam, Josie, for like ever.
yeah.
What's your first memory?
Okay, so I have the two biggest ones that I can think of is you went to Italy for your wedding dress.
My mom
and I were glued to the radio. Oh my gosh, she's in Italy. She's getting a wedding dress. This is so cool. I think you called in. Because I remember you saying like, oh, can't wait to see that phone bill. I don't know why I remember these little things. So you talked about that. It was in the afternoon. I'm sure everyone was sleeping because that's what they do.
Yeah.
You played Who's Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with your son.
Oh my God, I totally forgot we used to do that with that TV show.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
Aww.
Oh my God.
His boys were so cute. They're like now, what, 30? Yeah. How old are your sons?
I think 27 and like 31.
There you go.
I think you said. Well, I think
somewhere around there. You lose track after a while. You're like,
those are my two memories.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. And then just listen forever with all the changes and everything.
Yeah.
Still followed you.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate you so much.
Of course.
There's two.
We appreciate you so much that we're going to make you feel uncomfortable now and play Keep It PG.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to be put on the spot.
Oh, sure.
Well, you will be.
Okay.
Well,
public speaking skills.
Yes.
Yeah, you're okay.
And you just have to pause your dirty mind and we'll do it next.
Spisano and Sandy.
Good morning, 98.9 to Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. We have live human beings in the studio. Live audience Thursday. It's awesome. Josie and Santa are here. Buzz fam. Hi, girls.
Yes. How you doing? If you ever want in live audience Thursday, just go to 98.9thebuzz.com or reach out to us on socials, 98.9thebuzz.
It's free.
Yes.
Doesn't cost anything.
Yes.
You get
to hang and you get to play Keep It PG.
Oh my God.
We do it every week at this time. Are you ready? Rules of the game. You cannot use the same word someone else says.
All right. Okay.
You have to answer immediately, no more than 5 seconds.
Yeah. Keep it going. Keep it rolling. Yeah.
The most creative gets the point. It's not the most PG. Mm-hmm. It's not the most practical. It's the most creative gets the point. Today, I am the judge. Most important rule is you have to keep it PG. Are you ready to play?
Sure, let's do it.
Josie, you're kicking us off every round. There's three rounds, also a tiebreaker if we need.
Okay.
Right.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Keep your Italian dirty thoughts to yourself.
Okay.
And I don't know, does it count if you say the word in Italian?
Yeah. Can we? Because I can think sometimes.
You can't.
Brownie points.
Get really close up to the mic when you answer. Okay. Are you ready? Round one, play along. Two, if you're listening right now, name something that's better when you use only your lips.
I already passed my
Look on her face.
Pass.
Yeah, no, you can't pass. There's no pass.
Better? Okay, sit again.
Okay.
Name something that's better when you only use your lips.
Whistling.
Okay.
There you go.
Santa.
Kissing.
Ah.
Okay. Scott Spisano, Keep It PG. Name something that's better when you use only your lips.
Push-ups.
What?
Huh?
That's some strength.
But we all have a visual in our mind now of you doing push-ups with your lips.
My God. I can't unsee it.
Okay, Scott gets the point because that made us laugh.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Scott that's on the board.
Thank okay. you. Thank
Are you ready? Round two. Josie, what's something guys just cannot keep their hands off of?
My butt.
Ah! Oh!
Yeah, that's
okay,
PG.
Okay, borderline. Yeah. Oh. Santa.
Their phones.
Their phones. Oh. Okay, good one. Ooh. Scott Spisano, keep it PG. What's something guys just can't keep their hands off of?
I'm editing. I'm editing. I'm sparking. Their gaming control.
Well, that was a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. But the phones, I feel like
the
that's...
The phone.
I think, yeah. Santa's yeah. on the board. Santa's on the board. Okay.
Yeah.
Are
okay,
you ready?
PG.
Final round, Josie.
Okay.
Name something that feels even better when it touches your skin.
Name something that feels even better...
when it touches your skin. Push-ups.
The facial expressions are just awesome.
It looks better when it touches you.
Feels yeah, better.
Feels better. Yeah.
Close.
Ah.
Okay.
The sun.
Ooh, huh? The sun.
Ah, oh, come on.
Okay, Scott Spisano, keep it PG. Name something that feels better when it touches your skin.
My little daughter, Allie.
Aww.
When I get hugs.
Aww.
I kept it PG.
That's sweet.
It touches
was.
Your skin.
I can hear my husband now.
They could go borderline like creepy.
Nah, only if you make it.
I'm going to say sun. I'm going to say
yeah, sun.
That was
Santa
mine.
Santa wins.
Yeah, we'll give it to her.
I'm Spisano and Sandy.
Don't you love that? That's awesome.
You did say that you like to sleep naked at night.
Mm-hmm.
And if Ellie comes in the bedroom with a night terror,
mm-hmm.
he thinks Ellie's not going to notice he's naked.
Well, I don't get up and go like... What are
crawl you doing here? And don't get too close, kid. All right.
Okay.
Are you ready? Coming up on the show, did St. John Fisher misspell university on this year's diploma? If you have a Fisher grad, mm-hmm. we are going to need your help on this one.
All right, it's coming up. I'm buzzing. 98.9 The Buzz. It's Live Audience Thursday. Give it up for yourself!
Josie and Santa are in the studio. They've been part of the Buzz fam forever.
First time
meeting, which is so cool. So if you listen to the show and you want to be part of Live Audience Thursday, come in, finish out the hour of the show. Just go to 98.9thebuzz.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So people thought the word university was misspelled on the St. John Fisher diploma, the cover.
Okay.
But.
Did graduation just happen?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But they're saying, St. John Fisher says, it's spelled correctly. It's Old English font makes the lowercase v look like a B.
Let me see.
So the school says it's technically correct, but it started a huge debate. Here's the debate. I'm going to show you the picture. Which side are you on? Are you a designer should know that people will misread it,
mm-hmm.
or people are overreacting because they don't understand the font?
Let me see.
Which one do you think it is?
So the V is looks like a B?
Yeah. Well, what do you think this says if you just saw that?
Oh, now that you said it, I see it, but it looks like a B. Yeah, that's how my daughter says it, university.
But do you think, would you have said that is a B? Because it clearly looks like a B.
No, no, like I wouldn't say, they screwed up the diplomas. To me, it looks like a old school, really.
Online. Now, again, if most people misread it, which a lot of people did misread that, does that make it a bad graphic designer, a bad font choice?
No, if there was another V in the words, like another word with a V in it, then it would be like, oh, I get it.
But there's not.
Right.
I don't know. So what do you think?
You think people start saying university now?
Here's the thing. If everyone thinks it's wrong, is it wrong?
No. It's right because it's a font that's official.
Yeah, but it's obviously not a very good font when, I don't know, I didn't live in Old English times, so we're in 2026 here.
Poor choice.
Yes.
Mm. Poor choice.
Yeah. Initially, when you see it for the first time, not reading the comments,
mm-hmm.
oh, that's totally misspelled.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then I read the comments,
yes.
like, oh, it's the font.
Yeah.
But you're going to have that forever, the cover.
And it's always going to be university. That says university.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think, feels like, I don't know if this is a thing now, but I think we're trying too hard to be fancy. I got a wedding invitation in the mail the other day. Now, I know what it says, but I don't know what it says.
Right.
Like, the font is so darn fancy. I don't know what font it is, but it's like, what word is that?
They should use Cosmic Sans.
Yes.
Just my favorite one. Calibri.
Like, why did you grab this?
Sam Serif.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Right. And, God, I wish we had, we were supposed to have a young intern in today, a shadow. I wanted to have her write cursive, but she's not in today because... If you have, okay, when your kids get home from school, ask them to write a sentence in cursive.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't know how.
Right.
Write in cursive. Everybody write in cursive.
I write in cursive all the time.
I do?
Well, for the show, I write in block letters because I do it quick. But if I need to write something formal, I go with cursive.
If kids can't read cursive because we're not teaching it in school, then we shouldn't be writing in cursive because now we're writing in a font they can't read.
If I was a dean of education somewhere, it would be mandatory that they both learn cursive and regular, what do you call it, block lettering, whatever.
Well, see now, wait, I don't even know what a cursive T is. I write my own cursive.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, that's good cursive.
Yesterday I was labeling folders automatically. I did it in cursive.
Really?
Automatically.
Really?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You have nice penmanship.
Have you ever done calligraphy? Remember when you're a high school kid and you're like,
With a fancy pen.
With a fancy pen. Have you ever done that little calligraphy kit?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I
yeah, we all did, didn't we?
That, yeah, right?
yeah.
So I don't know. What do we say about this?
Redo.
If you say redo, you vote redo.
I think so.
Okay.
Thumbs down on a graphic designer.
Santa, what do you say?
Santa? Redo?
No, keep it.
Really?
People are going to talk about this for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like 20 years from now, someone's going to look at their college diploma and say, oh, remember when there was such a debate?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Or somebody's going to look at it in 20 years and be like, I ain't going to that dumb school. They don't even have a university.
Or conversely, I can't wait to go to that university. Go to the library. Hey,
Scott, you're the tiebreaker then.
I say keep it. I'm a purist. So if that's the font and it's in there, then yeah,
keep it.
Purist.
Yeah.
Don't throw that. I'm a purist.
Don't you? How can you not believe that when I'm a grammar police too? So
yeah,
like I'm a word and grammar
purist.
If that's part of the font, then that's the way it should be written.
But who designed this font? Is this true to Old English? This is how they used to write?
No, some 20-year-old did it just as a joke.
That's what I think.
Of course. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to go to St. John Fisher University and check out the library.
Yeah, we do love St. John Fisher.
I get what you're saying. Like, when they look, they're going through their boxes 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, remember when? It was all over social media.
Yeah.
It is memorable. I mean, it is pretty. But no, okay, so congratulations to the 2026 graduating class, St. John Fisher University.
Is this the first year of it being St. John University?
I'm not positive, but I think I'm not positive. So if somebody has a St. John Fisher grad, or if you graduated from there, go to your diploma and tell us.
Yeah,
because I'm not sure.
Yeah,
it is like overly fancy.
It's beautiful.
Spisano and Sandy waking you up.
And you two beautiful souls, thank you for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
You should have heard the behind-the-scenes Italian family talk they had. Oh, my God.
A lot of Italian family drama going on right here.
We're totally related this
season. Josie, Santa, we appreciate you being part of the Buzz
Thank
fans.
You for having us. We had a blast.
Thank you.
All of you, if you ever want to come in the studio, just reach out to me, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. If you miss anything from the show, you can go to the podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, Spisano and Sandy, or The Breakfast Buzz.
That's right.
Right now, it is time to say, we out.
That's right. We out with a commercial-free 98, and we out just like the silence when someone says, Tahoe's isn't even the best plate. Don't you dare say that. See you, bye.
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 98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.